consequences.
He is willing to discuss a surrender.
Sorry, but we can't accept your surrender.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
What is that?
Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. Man on the tape tells me to say, Serenity now!
I'll get off at your...
Why can't you just please surrender? Surrender what you promised. Surrender what I need.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. A place that you can feel safe to be your truest self ever. Somewhere that we challenge the moral beliefs that we have and the creation of what we are and the perspective of the reflection we see inside. And somebody who has been through so many adventures, he's come back to tell you, in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. I want to ask you something, and I want you to give me your most honest answer and opinion when I say it. When was the last time you completely surrendered? When was the last time you have finally stopped trying to fight everything and anything you are? Why are you doing so much to block, to negate, and to divert everything and anything that not only you are, but that is meant for you? If you do not completely surrender, you will never be able to obtain the things you wish in this life. If you never completely surrender to yourself, you will never be able to enlighten yourself with the gift you've been given. If you don't completely surrender to everything and anything outside of us, you will constantly be in a battle for control. Welcome to the easiest thing you could ever do. Surrendering. It's not something as simple as raising the white flag in a battle to say that you have been defeated. You give up, you cannot fight no more or try, it is time for you to resign and to lose the war. It's completely different. Surrendering yourself does not mean that you are truly giving up on anything other than allowing it to happen. Why are we so ignorant to the fact we control nothing in our lives? Really grasp that concept. If you're attuned with yourself, and you have started to open your mind more to the frequency of things that are not only around you, but the true inner reflection of yourself and why it perspectively always defines the reality and the people in your life, how is it that you still haven't understood that simple concept that we truly control nothing in this life, yet we make everything? The fact is, things will happen around you constantly, and it's supposed to. It's going to challenge you. But rather than sitting there and constantly contemplating what you could have done differently, why didn't this work out? Why did they do this to me? Why isn't this working out for me? Why is it raining when it pours? Why is it that you still haven't just taken a step back and said, I surrender completely. I am no longer fighting any of these things that are meant for me. Why are you afraid to be your truest self? Surrender to it. It's a beautiful thing to fall into. Why are you so afraid of falling head over heels in love with somebody who will probably change your life in so many ways, you will basically redefine what it means to exist? You have to surrender to that feeling. You have to surrender to the open ability of being scared and possibly not even knowing the outcome. Why are you still trying to redefine everybody around you and still playing the victim card and saying, oh, they hurt me again. It's always me. Me, 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 me. Always the world against you. You're just the superstar, apparently. Surrender to it and realize it's all your choices. So nothing is being done to you. You're doing it to yourself. When you surrender to the entirety of yourself, you are going to have a very interesting experience moving forward. These are the building blocks to finally escaping this system that you have been imposed within. There's a reason why people don't fast, because they're scared to let go of food. Surrender. Let it go. Just stop eating and see what happens. I'm currently on day 4, doing pretty well. You need to surrender to the mindset you have. Stop fighting the inner ability your mind wants to attune to. Stop allowing yourself to not listen to you. Stop worrying about what other people think or their insight or what their values are, what they think you should do. Surrender to yourself. There's a reason why you have all of these things stirring inside of you. The logical mind, your frontal lobe, is connected to this reality. Your spiritualness, your pineal gland, and everything else that is connected to the attunement of your soul, yourself, your heart, all of those emotions are trickling effects of coding. You have to listen to the coding. There's a reason why you get so upset over these little things. There's a reason why you have pet peeves. There's even a grander reason as to why your entire persona is built the way it is, including your ego, pride, either self-conscious or overconscious, overbearing. I mean, there's so many things, right? Even parents. Parents are either a devouring mother or a non-existent mother, not just surrendering to the fact that this person is going to be their own self one day. I just need to do my best to get them there so they can make that choice. How is it still, in this present moment, you're still scared to be yourself? Your truest self, regardless of how anybody sees that. Let them think of you differently. You are. Let them think you're crazy. You are. Let them think you have no idea what you're doing. You do. Let them say that you're making the stupidest mistake. You're changing your life for all of these things. For what? For feelings? For a lark? For your heart? Yeah, absolutely. Because it's kind of crazy how those have always led me to the most prosperous situations, where the brain always leads me into compelling physical situations. When you can attune both of those together and unite them into one strong force, it's incomparable and undeniable. You have to surrender to these things inside of you. Surrendering to the gift you have allows you to finally become it. Surrendering to the perspective of unconditional love allows you to give it to everybody and never ask for it in return. Surrendering to the factuality that we are going through a pivotal switch within our reality right now. The world itself is vibrating and elevating so strongly, the mere force of the sun captivates me when I sit outside. It is getting so strong now, I am literally radiating differently than I've ever done before. And you want to know the secret? I've surrendered to what I am. I don't care anymore what people think about me. I have nobody to answer to but myself and creation, which is me again. I have nothing to fear about backlash or saying the wrong thing because I'm saying what I should. That's why we do this show from the heart. Sure, I might evolve. Sure, I might even change something within this entire discussion with you tonight. That's the purpose. For if you're not evolving, what are you doing? Surrender to change. Stop fighting change. Surrender to your uncomfortabilities, for thus will make you more comfortable. Surrender to the fact that you will never be able to tell anybody what to do or control anybody, not even yourself still. And that's the only person you should be working on. Surrender to it. Let them come and go. Once you have found self and the divine purpose of existing now, I have a very tough time believing the people who want to stay around you would just leave you. For what purpose? You have nothing but unconditional love. You know your value. You know the access to what you're trying to accomplish. You've started to trickle into the coding of this reality. You start looking into the purpose of why we exist. What are human beings? What is this plane? What is electromagnetism? What is the fact that there is conductual notion of self-sustainable, natural occurring energy? Why is the life force below us alive? What is above us so below? There's so much that you're so, I guess you could say, interested in and vibrating about and so excited to learn, it'll attract people who also are on that path. It's not something that is just foreign. It's not something that is like undigestible. It is one of the most purest things to really think about. You become what you are and attract what is. How else can I say that? I really want you to look around at your friends, the people you consider best friends or close friends or your circle. I want you to really question the family you were born into and how it has either helped you or, in a sense, lowered you. But you have to be open-minded to see what's in front of you and not be biased or with like a perspective of objection that is only going to negate anything, right? Have a pure heart. That's the point of all of this. Once you surrender to the motion of just being in the moment, you are going to experience some incredible stuff. I've truly found that within every motion of my life right now. When I surrender myself to what is supposed to be done, it's kind of interestingly eerie how it always aligns in such a meticulous way. I'm talking about the factuality of deja vu, which most of you would call it. I call it recollection or recycling because you are now going back through a motion of something that was either preordained, done before in a different dimensional vortex of your reoccurrence where your astral plane exists and can transport in any motion to any place at any time it wants. It's just your active save point at the moment. There's so much else out there. Why are we so simplistically acceptable about just being, right? And that's okay if you surrender to it. But you can't be fighting the source that is trying to drive you. You cannot be upset with the challenges that lay in front of you because they're supposed to help mold you, grow you, and shape in you. That's why canon events are so important. That's why failure is so important. If you didn't fail, you wouldn't know what it means to succeed. If you didn't fail, how would you know what's worth succeeding for? Imagine living in a society now where I was coach for AYSO a few times in soccer and etc. The first team I had was so bad. We won like 4 games out of 20 or whatever it was. Terrible, right? And the soccer mom still wanted to get trophies for everybody. I was like, ma'am, do not give me a trophy. I am not going to celebrate failure. These kids didn't want it. And that's fine. Most of you parents threw them in this anyways because you just wanted to put them in an activity. Half of them didn't give two rips about soccer. Some of them did. The ones that were the club players, which were two of them, were rarely there. They had better things to do. Just shows the selfishness of parents and the fact that kids just don't care. It's not their interest. And so why would I celebrate failure? Why would I sit there and say, we had a good time? That's not what this is about. You can sit there and say, well, I mean, maybe they're just not driven in that sense. Maybe they're not competitive. Okay, that's fine. But we're not going to reward them with half-assing or not being committed to something. That's not how this works. There's a reason why in the professional leagues, there's only one team that wins the massive trophy at the end that is considered the champions. Sure, you might have divisional champions, but even that doesn't really matter at the end of the day because did you win it all? No. So guess what, second place? You're not getting anything. You're going home. Losers. It's important to lose. You have to be humbled. You have to surrender yourself to letting go of this ego. Surrender to it. You have no ego. You are nothing. There's no need to be egotistical. There's need to be egocentrical. There's nothing. You have nothing left inside of you. Let it all go. Because the ego is the biggest lie you've ever told yourself. It is the part of you that has been defined by society and reality and the attributes of everything around us and the perspective notion of gaining a function of reality and reflecting everything that has done inside of you that you have built to defend you. That is why so many people say, it's hard for me to change because it got me here. No. You got yourself there. That ego was your shield and sword, but you never realized you were never fighting anything. Ever. The world does not fight you. You fight yourself. So give yourself a break. Surrender to the fact that you know nothing. And I quite literally mean that. I've accepted that, and that's what's been my biggest strength. Because through knowing nothing, I can start to learn everything. Through being ambitious and eager to learn, I have started divulging into things that will help me grow. By being open-minded to the fact that I have been constantly lied to and thrown and shoved into this physical avatar of reality, and thinking that my body is the only thing that defines me is completely incorrect. The fact that I'm in shape does not mean anything at the end of the day. It just shows I'm attuning to my body. The stronger you get, the higher your force of rate will be to attune with your spirit, because if you want to elevate spiritually, you need a body that can condone it and conduct it and be used for it, till eventually you don't need the body anymore. That's the trick. People always wonder how I can fast so easily. How do I still have energy? How is it almost 2 a.m. and I haven't eaten in days, yet I'm still talking to you? Because it doesn't matter anymore about the body. Let it feel this. Let it see that I am surrendering to what I need to do. I would have loved to just lay down in my silk sheets behind me, butt-ass naked, and enjoyed myself slowly becoming one with them, with some classical music playing in the background and a great spring water with a little bit of Celtic sea salt on my tongue and in the water. It sounds heavenly right now. But I had to surrender myself for you, because you are more important than I am. And that's the truth. I've allowed myself to become unconditional loving and to reflect the things we need in this life. I never had me in my life. Lord knows I would have loved one of me. So guess what I'm granting you with? Me. Somebody who wants to help you. Somebody who is ambitious and driven to changing perspectives of reality. Somebody who is going to help heighten the consciousness and the vibration of this world by simply showing you your abilities and that you have purpose. Surrender yourself to the concept that you are more than you think you are. In a multitude of ways. I'm talking about in so many ways, you would never even be able to recite all of them or even physically be able to communicate it in a English language, any per se. Unless we had telepathy going right now, you would have no idea what we are. We are something so much more than just a brief, random astral fart that blew in the cosmos and now they're just ever evolving and whatever happens, happens. It's just, okay. Stop. Okay? Why do you like telling yourself that you're worthless? Do you wake up every day and just stare at the mirror and say bad things about yourself? If you do, surrender that now, please. We're not doing that moving forward. Are you so comfortable looking at a woman or man and thinking they're outside of your league? Yeah, surrender that. They're neither above or below you. We're all the same. They just have a set standard of what they would like. Okay? So just because they have a set standard of what they wish in this life does not mean that it's above or below you. They just have requirements, like a lot of things do in this life. Do you know to record this podcast for you tonight, I had requirements I needed. I needed cameras for YouTube. I needed a microphone for audio. Nice equipment that could sustain all of this at once with an interface to basically conduct and compress the voice into an audio program and other There's so many requirements, I had to surrender to the fact I needed to learn what I had to do. I had to figure it out. When I was living my life when I was younger, I surrendered myself to my ex-girlfriend, and guess what that got me? A good lesson. And it taught me how to be myself. And it's grown me into who I am today, which is the man that's sitting in front of you telling you, surrender. Surrender to everything right now. It's not weakness. It's not showing that you're quitting. It's showing that you're ready to begin. Something is helping you whether you like it or not. And guess what? It'll hurt you too if that's what you want. It's your choice. That's why we were given a realm of existence. to truly decide how we wish to use it. That's what free will was supposed to be. Somebody got to it before us, changed it all, threw us into it, made us suffer from it, made us attuned to this matrix system, and now we're here. Entering through the moon and leaving through Saturn. Look into that. That's why I think this message is so strong, is because whatever you're facing in life, and I can't even go through all of them because I'm not at your experience right now. I can only reflect the things you need to hear. Whatever you're truly going through in this moment, and I truly mean this in the most divine way possible, you need to surrender to it, okay? Whatever that means to you, whatever it may be, whoever it may be, wherever it may be, even yourself for sure at the end of the day, you must surrender now because serenity is all that we need. Isn't it crazy that surrender is next to serenity? Do you know what the difference is between serenity and surrender? Have you never heard the saying, serenity now, serenity now, serenity now? It's a Seinfeld reference. Serenity means just peace, true calm, true just, oh, unconditional happiness and endorphin release. It is literally, it's heavenly, right? Serenity. Serenity. It's crazy how it's next to surrender. What if surrendering is a part of serenity? I would believe it. You can tell me it's not, but I'm pretty sure it's damn near close. So if you start listening to this and understanding, now what's going to happen and follow is when you start to surrender to yourself, you're going to start having a very frightening realization about how badly you've been treating yourself, how neglectant to your own purpose you've been, how open and willingly you've been allowing other people to not only decide your life, use you and consume you, or form and shape you, or totally divert you from purpose of self because they have made you believe in something entirely different. They persuaded you, they convinced you, or at the very least, you let them decide for you. And that's sad, man. That's really sad. Imagine being afraid to do something on your own. Imagine being afraid to tell the person you're close to, I need space. Imagine being afraid to leave somebody because you don't want to hurt them. I'm here to tell you, you can never hurt nobody. It's up to them how they react to it. I am not the controller of your emotions. You perceive them as you do. I can only express to you my emotions, how I am feeling and how I am present within this experience with you. And I love it and I don't want it to end, but it is not my choice. It is yours. I have chosen to want you. What do you choose? Being chosen is the most powerful thing in this life and also the most rewarding. And I've surrendered myself to that concept. I do not chase, I attract. I do not search, I am found. I do not convince, I am chosen. I do not proclaim, I am just being. I like to talk less when I can, even though some people might say I'm blabby. I love to be present with myself. So if I conduct you in some kind of sense, you are unbelievably chosen. My circle is so small right now, you would not even believe it. And I have plenty of people who try to convince themselves they need to be a part of it. That's okay. I respect that and love that. But I don't have time for people who are not growing. I don't have time for people who are not trying to ascend. I don't have the time at the moment to waste it on people who are not going to use it. My purpose is to give all to you. And that's why I make these, because the ones who choose to listen to this content are going somewhere positive. And it's not because of me. Remember, this has nothing to do with me. That's why I don't add ads. I don't sell anything. I don't care for any of that. The fact is, this is my purpose. And in doing so, it's going to awaken you as well. That is why we are here talking. Life is not that bad. Check yourself, please. Stop allowing yourself to believe that you really are just in this bad sense of state. Whatever this thing that has been connected to you, this thing that is attached to you, this mindset that's been consuming you, whatever you want to call it, this parasite or this just self-neglect or just conducive harm you like to put on yourself, let that go. Surrender to it right now. Right here, right now. Start fasting. That cures you from everything is when you let go of everything. I don't know what else to say. It's so simplistic. These mantras and mindsets and just ideologies are not something from the philosophical realm that are unobtainable by mortals. There's a reason why I think outside the box, because I've finally removed myself from it. I just have to come back once in a while to help you see that there's a lot of light out here, and it's really fun. When you have attuned to yourself like myself and you've surrendered, you will hurt nobody, because I have nothing that I wish from you. And that's what's so wild, is that we try to make that make sense. And so we try to like put a term on that, or a logo, or we label it. Like, we always try. So we're like, oh, okay, so you're just somebody who wants to be like a bachelor and just go around and talking to like all of these women. No, I only needed one reflection. I'm cool with one mirror. Oh, okay, so you're saying like, you know, you just want to go out there and party and just like you don't need somebody there all the time? Trust me, every day's a new day. It's an awakening and a rising. If I'm blessed enough to have another time and to revive from the dead, I will enjoy every moment of it. I don't have a sense of time like you do. I don't see this as, I don't play these dumb rules, right? These dumb games. I don't play these things. Oh, the 3-month rule. Oh, you can't respond too quickly. You can't say too many texts. No, I'm going to do exactly what I wish. I'm going to match the energy you give me, because guess what? You're giving me a vital part of yourself. You're reciprocating it and showing me your love in that attribute. I will reciprocate it tenfold. You send me pictures, I'm sending you pictures. You send me voice messages, I'm sending you voice messages. You text me, I'm texting back. And the greatest thing I can give you is my time. Because there's a lot of good I can do with it. Like right now, I could be sleeping even though my eyes are almost all the way shut. But we still have a little bit more to do tonight. I surrender to the moment and wherever that may take me. I surrender to the fact that I know I still have a lot to work on. I surrender to the fact that I'm still human because I'm in this vessel. I surrender to the fact that I'm a hopeless romantic. So, in many concepts, means I'm going to get played a lot, probably. But that's okay, because the right one will really enjoy what I have to say. Rawr. That's why I think it's such a beautiful experience, is because there's so many attributes within our life that I've seen kind of almost take away from ourselves. So we get so caught up in this business attire, these concepts of jobs and working for people and chasing money. Stop chasing it. Surrender yourself to what you're doing and it will follow you. The callings will come to you. You will literally have things fall in front of you. I have it all the time. I don't chase being on shows. They ask me. I don't chase for people to listen to my stuff. They find it. I don't post anything on my shallows talk like TikTok. I don't put hashtags, nothing, because it'll come to you if it needs to. Why am I forcing this sense? Even now, I'm not forcing a single effing word coming out of my mouth. It's just being said. Trust me, when I sit down and I listen back to this to put the intro and outro and everything together, heighten it, master it, dynamic it, etc., I'm so shocked as much as you are. I'm like, damn, guy went off, man. Keep cooking. Let him bake, man. Let him bake. He's a chicken bake. He's a little shake and bake. Ricky Bobby. If you ain't first, you're last. One of the best concepts ever. I'm tired of this victim mentality, man. You are your own baron of truth, so call to it, follow it, love it, recite it. Surrendering doesn't mean you're failing. Surrendering doesn't mean you quit. It means you're going to stop fighting it and you're going to allow it to move. Just flow. Flowing is beautiful. Don't swim the other way up the stream. Go merrily, 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 like right down it, because life is but a dream. This really is, man. This is an interesting reality. That's why it makes it so beautiful to enjoy it and to see what's happening. These experiences that present themselves, don't go chasing for them, okay? Let it happen. It's why I've been such a fond proponent of saying, you don't need dating apps if you're searching for love. You're only going to find people who are lonely. You don't have to go to bars and all this stuff to be sociable. Just go outside for a walk. Talk to people, man. Go to the grocery store. You tell me you don't eat, your fast food joint, whatever you're into. Talk to people, bro. It's really simplistic. And the best part is they're going to enjoy your conversation. Surrender to it. Don't worry about what you look like. Don't worry what you say. The right people will love you and stay. The right path in front of you will come. Surrender yourself to taking that chance and just doing it. Whatever it is, Take the shot. Start the show. Move the state. Whatever, man. Just surrender to it, please, and promise me you will give it a good fighting chance. Because it is very beautiful when you actually let go. I'm not supposed to do this myself. I'm not supposed to force this. I'm not supposed to be making these choices. I just listen to what's in front of me, see it, and react. That's it. The new year's almost here. You may think it's in January. It is not. It's coming up very soon. Be ready for it. Be attuned. Go fasting outside. Go grounding outside. Go sun gazing outside. Go outside and surrender yourself to the thing that you need. Unless you're in like some really crazy place with winter and stuff right now, then I can't really help you. I just wish you the best. So I think that's a good place to end it with you, is to know that surrendering is going to help you win. To surrender is to succeed, to find serenity. So give it a chance. Don't fight anything anymore. Allow it. The things that you love in life, express it. And if it's matched, it will be mutual. Otherwise, you haven't surrendered yet. So, if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.